It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Baseball ops for your San Francisco Giants. And on the day where the playoffs essentially began, I thought it was, you know, apropos, if you will, that it felt like Posey was at the plate taking big swings. And hearing some of the questions that were asked to him, it's interesting. He kept going back to the players. And it's such a change of course from what they said for 6 years, where it was like, we're going to pick the players and they're all kind of interchangeable and they're going to have positional versatility and we're going to platoon them and we're going to do this, we're going to do that. And we're the smart ones. And it's about management and it's about front offices and advanced thinking. And the players are just avatars for what we're thinking. And Posey's going in a totally different direction.
No doubt. No doubt about that. By the way, don't miss the kickoff show this Sunday with Evan Giddings and Lorenzo Neal live 2 hours before the start of the game. Join us at the Hilton Santa Clara for delicious food, great drinks, and the best pregame show in the Bay Area presented by Habas Law. You've been wronged. Habas Law will fight to make it right. Call 1-800-INJURED or visit HabasLaw.com. John Shea, the Shea Hey Kid, San Francisco Chronicle, longtime national baseball writer for the Chronicle, one of my favorite reads in the paper when it comes to baseball, period. John Shea joins us on the River Islands guest line. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Is it a time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. John, good morning to you. Thanks so much for joining us today. And I guess I'll just start with this. What was your big takeaway from the presser yesterday as Buster Posey was introduced as the president of baseball operations?
Yeah, hey, they finally got their Ohtani, right?
Not quite, John, not quite.
Well, what I'm saying is this is a big-time dude in a big-time role.
No doubt.
And he's not going to come out of uniform and win an MVP, but he can do MVP things in his new role. And there were a lot of happy faces at that press conference. There were a lot of elated employees in that room, and there were there's a lot of encouragement and upbeat vibes and a feeling that, hey man, we're kind of moving on from the extreme analytics movement, which will never go away totally. I mean, Buster actually said analytics are here to stay, and I followed up and asked him, I said, okay, what about scouts? And then he went into, you know, because Farhan Zaidi fired 4 scouts a month ago. And they were, you know, good people, good, you know, scouts. But obviously that was his way of doubling down on analytics and maybe emphasizing scouts a lot less. So I asked Buster about that and actually asked him if he's going to bring them back. But he didn't answer that, but he did strongly stressed that scouts are a big part of this organization and brought up Brian Sabian, who I spoke with the previous night. I spoke with Bruce Bochy as well. I mean, these are a couple of old school guys who Buster loves. And Bochy has another year on his contract. Posey has another year in New York. But that's not to say that, you know, Cashman, the GM in New York, wouldn't let go of Sabian so that he could rejoin this organization and work as an advisory to Buster, because Buster did tell me on the side that once the dust settles, going to reach out to Sabian, if nothing else, just to pick his brain, and who knows what could go from there. Maybe You know, if both sides are up to it, and I believe they are, there could be some kind of reunion, because Buster's going to need help. He's never done this stuff. He's never run an organization or hung around in a front office or made these kinds of decisions. We all know what he could do on the field, but there's nobody in that room yesterday who didn't believe he could be pretty darn successful upstairs.
No doubt about that. You're connected dots here with Sabian and Bochy, and we want to get back to analytics and that buzzword, analytics. Everybody use it, even though it's always been evolved. But before we move on to Buster and focus on the future of the Giants, were you surprised, because I was, that they moved on so quickly from Farhan Zaidi in terms of, we knew that he got let go Monday morning at about 10 a.m. And at the presser, not many questions was asked about Farhan Zaidi. It was as if he didn't even existed. And as a journalist, as a fan, as a radio host, I wanted to pepper Greg Johnson with more questions. Unfortunately, I wasn't there. But were you surprised that there wasn't a lot made about the Farhan Zaidi tenure?
Well,
it's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All I can speak is you know, about myself, and I asked two questions, and both of them were Zaidi centric.
Yeah.
And afterward, there were more questions on the side. You know, those press conferences are made for TV events, made for radio, but you get the real juice afterward. You get somebody one on one for 10 minutes, or ask the questions maybe you would hold off on, just so you could have it to yourself, so that you know, you can use it to have a different spice with your particular story or soundbite or whatever you do for a living. But I think the story yesterday was more Posey than Zaidi, but I was thinking there would be a repeat of last year. Remember when Kapler was fired on that Friday before the final home series?
Yep.
I thought this was coming down Friday, and you know, we were prepared to move on it, but I think, you know, in the 48 to 72 hours before that, you know, final pitch of the season, it seemed more and more clear that Posey really wanted to do this. And that was the only thing we, you know, that Greg Johnson needed to know. I mean, if he wanted to do it, it's interviews. There's no, you know, let's round up the usual suspects and interview them for the job. No, if Buster wants the job, it's his, period. And it's just a matter of whether he wanted it. Remember, he quit the game, you know, after a pretty darn good year in 21, you know, to pivot to his family, to pivot to his private life, and to move back east. He moved back east. A year later, he moved back here and joined the ownership group, more specifically the board of directors, with a heavy hand in decision-making. So more and more they went on him, because why wouldn't you? And once he said, yeah, okay, you know, things aren't going right, I'll take over, bingo. See you later, Farhan, let's move on. And I think this partnership with Melvin is going to be a lot healthier and better and successful than the Zaidi-Melvin partnership, because as I wrote in, you know, today's paper and tomorrow's, yesterday's online presence, you know what? There was really no balance with analytics, you know, versus old school, new school. There was no balance. And I did a big story in spring training, interviewing all these players about how they were excited about, hey, this new balance. We get, you know, we got the new school stuff, which is fine. But, hey, the old school values are pretty cool, too. Now that Bob Melvin's coming here, we're going to see both sides of it. That never really happened because, like I wrote, you know, the lineups were basically presented to him, strongly suggested, and in-game moves were strongly suggested. because that's the way Farhan likes it. That's the way it was in Oakland. That's the way it was with the Dodgers. That's just the way it is with Dave Roberts and all that. But I talked to Buster and Melvin on the side, mostly Buster, about this. And Buster said, you know what? I'm going to let that guy manage, you know, be a manager. And make, you know, the difference between Zaidi and Sabian, I think Sabian had a lot more trust in his lieutenants, where Zaidi wanted to kind of decide everything. And Sabian had this great trust in, you know, all these names, you remember them, Dick Tidrow, Paul Turco, Pat Dobson, mm-hmm. his bulldog, Ned Colletti, all these guys, who some of whom went back to his time with the Yankees. And he had undying trust in these, where Farhan really wanted to have the heavy hand. And that included in-game moves, and that was felt in the clubhouse. And I think now, you know, we'll talk to these players again next spring, and they're going to talk about, hey, good, we got a balance. But I think this time the balance is going to be real.
I think their biggest, my personal biggest issue with the whole Farhan regime was the horrific drafting, developing, identifying process, whether it's picking the right players, picking who to move off and when to move off them, and how you can trade them to get something that you do like, carving out opportunities for players to thrive without looking over their shoulder. You know, I was listening to Rich Aurelia, who did an interview with us yesterday. He said, you know, they were doing a lot of their scouting, quote unquote, via video and not in person. And that to me is completely wrong. You don't just scout the individual as a player. You scout what they're like as a person, you know, their families, what they are as a teammate, what they're like when they're in a slump and things like that. And so how do they get back to that drafting and developing model? Because it feels like they're so far away in terms of their farm system.
Well, I mean, Buster Posey is inheriting some pretty darn good young pitchers that Farhan brought up. And, you know, whether it's Kyle Harrison, who, you know, I promise is probably going to have a better year next season, 120-plus innings. He's probably going to morph into more like 160. And he told me eventually he wants to get to 200 like his buddy Logan Webb. You know, whether Birdsong matures, Tristan Beck healthy, Ryan Walker turned out to be a heck of a closer, and they have Eldridge coming up, you know, Wisenhunt. I mean, they have people coming up. But then you look at Joey Bart and Luciano, who were their top two prospects for the longest time, and where are they now? I mean, they wish they could have Joey Bart as the number two catcher, because they don't have one. And Luciano, I think they really messed that up. They should have made him an outfielder 3, 4, 5 years ago. Scouts were saying it. Everybody was saying it. Blind eye watching this kid field a ground ball, it's kind of ugly. And I think he probably would love to move on like Joey Bart did and get a new opportunity elsewhere and be trusted to play a position and be trusted to play in the big leagues, because these prospects, they, you know, Matos was player of the week in May, and in early June, he sent back to Sacramento. I mean, what kind of faith does the front office have in a young kid when you slump for a couple of weeks and you're done, you're gone? And, you know, I don't think Luciano will be back. If he is, it'll be as a left fielder. But I just think too many of these young kids come up and down, and they don't have confidence, you know. And, you know, the whole analytic movement, oh, it's not about chemistry or confidence, it's just about numbers. Well, you know, I think Buster Posey might tell you something else.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, the day for me, I'll never forget, is a couple years ago, and Joey Bart got called back up. And again, I don't even know if Joey's that great, but it was just like, how is any young player going to survive? He rips two balls. One of them is a home run. The other one gets caught at the wall. And his third at bat, he's pinch hit for. And I'm thinking, dude, I've been down in the minors. I've done everything you needed. I ripped two balls, and then I look over my shoulder. I'm getting pitch hit for, you know, whether it was Chadwick Trump or whoever the guy was pitch hitting for. I'm thinking, my goodness, what young player is going to be able to survive there? If I was going to say to you that the game has evolved so dramatically since Farhan signed, and they failed to evolve with it when they told us they were going to be cutting edge, bigger bases, more stealing attempts, pitch clock, obviously the banning of the shift, the being able to only throw over three times, and on the third one, you got to pick them off, otherwise they get another base, holding runners on. Like, I think their failure to evolve as the game dramatically evolved is a huge element to why we're having these conversations today.
I think the Giants fell behind from the rest of the industry in, you know, figuring out these new rules. I mean, the athleticism, the base running, last in the majors and steals, you know, doesn't cut it. And first in the majors and steals doesn't mean you're going to have a good team, but it might mean that you can be aggressive and you can push forward and create things and be aggressive and maybe do things that, the station stuff doesn't work, especially if you don't have the pop in the lineup with your 3-4-5 guys. And obviously they're missing that. You can blame the ballpark, but they used to have some of these guys. They used to have guys who hit home runs, and they don't have as much presence. Chapman is the guy, but I don't even think he's a 3-4-5 hitter. I think he's perfect in a very good lineup as six or more likely seven.
Mm-hmm.
He strikes out a lot. His average is low. He's got some on base, but it just seems that, they need to go out and get somebody. You know, first of all, they need to deal with first base. They need to deal with up the middle. Tyler Fitzgerald, is he going to play second or short? I'd rather see him at second. Go out and get a shortstop. Designated hitter, who knows what? Is that going to be, a combination of things? There's not a whole lot of pop in the outfield. There's some athleticism, especially if McCray is like an everyday guy, leadoff man. But he's got to get on base. He's got to hit. And pitching and defense, man. I mean, as you know, Bochy made that work.
Mm-hmm.
And defense, is all about athleticism. And if they don't have, they really miss Brandon Crawford. They really haven't replaced him. And, it just shows. So anyway, they need to do a lot of things, whether, Posey is going to get it done quickly or mm-hmm. his first thing is finding a new general manager who can be kind of a front guy. So he doesn't have to do all the interviews and do all the negotiations and kind of like Brian Sabian. If he follows that Sabian format and has lieutenants that he trusts to do the work and then report back to him, that's the formula you need.
Yeah, that's a good point, John. John Shea, San Francisco Chronicle here on the Morning Roast, courtesy of the River Islands guest line. Last one for you here, and we do appreciate the time as always. You pressed them, Greg Johnson, Buster, on Bob Melvin's future with the Giants, because you were the one to discover there were some inaccuracies with their contracts, Farhan Zaidi and Bob Melvin. What do you think they ultimately think of Bob Melvin? What does he have to do this year to earn maybe another contract extension with the San Francisco Giants? Is it playoffs? Is it just better clean baseball, better player development? Is Bob Melvin quietly kind of on the hot seat here? Maybe not a hot seat, but it sure didn't seem like they were in a rush to give him a contract extension, John.
Well, at least not on day one of the Posey administration. Maybe down the road. See, I mean, I felt yesterday, and I kind of knew this, that there's an amazing amount of respect between those two guys, Posey and Melvin.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's going to play out positively. They don't need to sign the manager an extension today. What they could do before spring training is pick up his option. And you're right. Farhan Zaidi announced all this as a 3-year deal for his manager last October, but in fact, it was a 2-year guarantee. So that was kind of awkward. And then when I reported it last month, it kind of opened the door to, whoa. So with only 1 year, maybe, fans thinking ownership could move on from Farhan sooner rather than later. And I think a lot of fans were okay with that. But for whatever reason, Farhan wanted it known that it was 3 years, not two. But in fact, it was two with an option for the manager. So I wouldn't be surprised if they pick up that option. So right. He doesn't go in awkwardly to spring training as a lame duck.
Mm-hmm.
The whole idea a year ago was that, Farhan and Bob were going to be aligned contractually for the same amount of time. Well, Buster Posey, as he answered to my question, it's going to be a 3-year deal. I mean, he could stay there as long as he wants. He's an owner.
Right.
It's like Billy Bean, right? I mean, yep. Billy Bean had pretty good authority over across the bay. And I imagine that's going to be true with Buster. But Melvin only has 1 year guaranteed. So why wouldn't you pick that up to make it somewhat more aligned than 3 years for one and 1 year for the other?
Real quick, before we let you go, short answer, we're up against it, John. But with Farhan Zaidi and everything happening there with Farhan, when you think you've been in this market for a long, long time, you follow all these teams, football, baseball, basketball, whatever it is. Was Farhan's Q rating the lowest you've seen of any executive you've ever seen in this market in terms of GMs and presidents of football operations, baseball operations, basketball operations? I can't think of one. There's a few. There's a minority out there, but I've never seen the fans so down on one executive in my lifetime here.
Well, the Warriors had a rotten run for the longest time. They were doing nothing right with their drafts.
It's true.
The Giants have not had much turnover going back to, I started covering Al Rose, and then it went to Bob Quinn briefly, then that long term with Brian Sabian / Bobby Evans, then Farhan, which was an extreme change and something that teams do, and what are we doing now? Well, they went from old school to new school. Now we're kind of going new school, to Buster Posey, whatever that might be, a lot different from the previous administration. But yeah, I like Farhan a lot. He's a nice guy. We've had a lot of conversations going back to early in his Oakland years, and he's done wonderful work with the A's and the Dodgers and to an extent the Giants. It was his first time as number one, and maybe he's learned a lot. Maybe he becomes a number one elsewhere or starts off as a number two and then moves up. That's how things are done. And yeah, he's just going to be just fine. Everybody learns from the situation. Gabe Kapler learned in Philadelphia, brought some stuff to San Francisco. If he ever manages again, I'm sure he'll be a little bit different. I mean, that's just the way it is. But I like Farhan. I think a lot of people would say the same thing. A friendly dude, good guy. It didn't work out for whatever reason beyond the 107 wins in 2021, which was pretty cool.
Yep. John, thanks always for the time and your insight. We always respect you. You're one of the best out there in the business, man. Good stuff as always, John.
Hey, thank you, guys. Good morning.
Thank you, John.
Have a good morning. John Shea, San Francisco Chronicle, national baseball writer for the Chronicle for a long, long time there. The Shea Hey Kid on Twitter. He was on with you guys on the Garlic Fries Baseball Guys podcast last week. And, he thought maybe Farhan would get axed on a Friday, just like Gabe Kapler. He pressed these guys yesterday. He pressed them, and it's going to be a very interesting season for Bob Melvin. Now, I think Buster Posey's going to get a pass year, right? It's his first year on the job. He'll get the GM. He'll get somebody to work with him. The Sabian and Bochy dynamic is very fascinating to me. It's very fascinating to me.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.